Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. World Ocean Radio has been following all the major developing ocean-related alternative energy technologies, wind, wave, tidal, and solar, being the most prevalent. One of our favorites has been OTEC, Ocean Thermal Energy Conversion, a system that in its early stages was diminished not so much by its emerging technology as by the fluctuating market price of oil. OTEC uses the temperature differential in the ocean to boil or condense a fluid to drive a turbine to produce electricity. There are various approaches, closed, open, and hybrid cycles, some of which require less piping and pumping, some of which use an alternative fluid, ammonia, for example, with a lower boiling point. There can also be very interesting byproducts, such as desalinated water for drinking, industrial use, irrigation and agriculture, aquaculture applications, air conditioning, hydrogen production, and possible extraction of minerals, uranium, for example, from the residual sea salt deposits. Installations can occur on land, on the continental shelf, and floating in the deep ocean. Each has its own engineering challenges, and questions of scale have plagued the sector from the outset. The first demonstration sites, in Cuba in the 1930s, on a cargo vessel moored off the coast of Brazil, in Japan, the Hawaiian Islands, and Tamil Nadu, have been compromised by the cost of upscaling and production compared to the artificially maintained price of oil as the preferred energy source worldwide. Land-based systems are closer to the grid. However, they require a significant intrusion into the complex ecology and development of the coastal zone. Continental shelf systems, 1 to 15 miles offshore, similar to oil drilling platforms, are less susceptible to environmental problems and surf and storm damage, are closer to the great temperature differential, but are also more expensive to build and maintain, and require an underwater cable linked to the distribution system. Further, offshore floating systems may be the most effective alternative, particularly for large-scale application. The engineering cost and service of such installations have advanced enormously in the past decades. Major floating wind turbines have been constructed and installed, and marine cable and pipeline technologies have solved many of the problems of current wave and earthquake impact. Recently, ABS, the American Bureau of Shipping, a rating agency for ships and floating structures, issued an approval in principle for a moored spar OTEC design of both 25 and 100 megawatts that would enable 24-hour production at an economic efficiency competitive in today's market. The design, developed by OTEC International of Baltimore, Maryland, is an ammonia-based system requiring an ABS 30-year evaluation of structural engineering in open ocean conditions, the conversion equipment, handling and storage of hazardous waste, the deep water mooring system, the suspended pipe conduit and connections, and the power transmission cable anchored to the ocean floor. This represents a major development step forward, at least administratively, toward a viable commercial OTEC installation. The politics and economics, however, remain. The location of coastal installation will be fraught with the usual permitting problems and environmental concerns. The offshore platforms will fall into a regulatory status similar to oil rigs. Licensing requirements, royalties in safety and environmental planning, and placement within or without the 200-mile limit of the nation's exclusive economic zone. And finally, the finances will be challenging, surely at startup, and like other alternative energy options, may only succeed if subsidized by government, stable prices, and guaranteed purchase agreements. Meanwhile, we are much closer to peak oil. Fossil fuel consumption continues to expand. Competition and dependence on the oil-producing states remains, and climate conditions continue to deteriorate with the myriad negative impacts on so many aspects of our lives ignored. So let's give a little cheer for the OTEC people. May they persevere and succeed in their determined exploration of yet another way we might all benefit from the sea. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.